Well, on the line, I have Lorcan Kinsella. He's the CEO of the brand Nova Digital. Good afternoon, Lorcan.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good now. Good. So you can tell us all about the new digital marketing platform launched to help SEMs utilize key skills and improve an online performance.
Yeah, brand Nova Digital, we've been, I suppose, in operation for the last 10 years, but I suppose to take it back, I suppose around 10 years ago, lecturing in the Digital Marketing Institute and lecturing in different institutions like Griffith College and Dublin Business School, I saw a big gap or a big problem in the area where I suppose I was working out of a lot of Excel spreadsheets trying to manage information around online, of whether it being logging into Facebook or Google Analytics, all of these different social media platforms, where it was very, very difficult to understand information. So what we looked at was actually kind of putting together a platform of where you could actually kind of access or have, I suppose, a visual of your particular company linked into all of these things in one place with one user ID and password. So it gave you a sense of a compass or a position of exactly where you're positioned online. And we actually went one step further in that. We thought it was important as well to benchmark you against your nearest competitor. So people always maybe wonder, well, why aren't they doing better as they should online? Or why are they not positioned in the top 5 or 10 keywords on Google or Bing? And why is their nearest competitor doing so well? So what we do is we kind of, I suppose, get them and benchmark them against their competitors so they can see exactly how they are doing against their competitors, whether they're actually on page one or their competitors on page five or vice versa. But it gives them a compass then of actually then how they can actually improve their positioning online so that they can actually make improvements to, I suppose, build a better, I suppose, online presence. And obviously, when you can see gaps in the market like that, it gives better information. With better information, you can actually, I suppose, get better results. And what the results I'm talking about is more around revenue. This is very, very, I suppose, a very business-based, because for me, because it's business, it's not just digital. It is actually about business. And with business, I believe that it is very much discipline-based, hard work and consistency. So I think having those kind of anchors in place, it gives businesses a much better opportunity to, I suppose, compete and do much better business online.
Yeah, and I suppose that I see that it has risen by 17% in the past year, which is a small rise enough. But I suppose with COVID-19, maybe that's figures wouldn't be up to date.
No, that is correct. Funnily enough, despite Ireland, being a leading tech hub, digital skills are 11% below the EU average. So from highlighting the impact of their website and, I suppose, their online presence, and certainly could have been the last 3 months, there has been a massive gain of where businesses who would have been traditionally bricks and mortar have moved online. But they've, just by building a website, is maybe not good enough in terms of they've built a website now and they're actually kind of trading online, but they really want to kind of see, well, how can I actually kind of do better? How can I get what I call get traffic to one's website? See, for us at Brand Nova, the two words which are absolutely critical in this whole equation is traffic to the website and conversion. And if you actually have the traffic coming from different sources to a website, and how you can actually, of whether it be 1%, 2% over, whether it be 1 or 2 months, it is trying to actually kind of provide users or businesses access where they can actually see how they are doing, and then given the skills to actually improve how they promote themselves online. So, for example, what we have done is we would have, and a lot of people might be familiar with, Google Analytics or Google My Business or social media platforms like, for example, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. What we have done is we have integrated all of those into one platform so people or businesses can see exactly where they're positioned. And when you provide that sort of clarity and transparency to any business, it's extremely empowering that they, it gives them the next steps of actually kind of where to go and how to go about it. And I think that's actually the, I suppose, the real game changer in this is it gives, I suppose, a level of transparency to businesses that they know exactly where they're positioned online. And when you know where you're positioned online, then you can make, I suppose, or take action to actually improve that visibility and visibility to ultimately kind of generate more revenue and sales online.
Yeah, well, I suppose, we'll just say an example of a shoe shop that's online and selling stuff online. It'll probably create more employment when things open up again properly.
Oh, so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not to say that, I mean, if you look at whether it be any village, town, whether it be in Ireland or globally, there has been a kind of a paradigm shift in terms of actually kind of businesses who've moved from bricks and mortar to online. But that's not to say that bricks and mortar is dead. There is a big, big transition. There are going to be an awful lot of bricks and mortar that will not survive the pandemic. That shift is happening now, like, you know, as kind of businesses begin to reopen, and we can't even say even close COVID, but reopen through the stages or the phases, phased opening, that it will generate two lines of revenue where you actually have, and they're receiving it through obviously the bricks and mortar, the footfall, and also as well through online as well. So it is something that's not maybe kind of, it's going to be with us in terms of actually moving businesses online, but it's a great opportunity as well for businesses who haven't been online, who've moved, but also as well to give them a real, I suppose, insight of actually how they can do so much better as well. And not only to maybe a local community, whether it be actually kind of in, if it's in Roscommon or if it's in Mayo or if it's in County Wexford or Waterford or whatever it may be, which are now trading nationally or even globally. And that's actually kind of where this gets very, very exciting, is that it is providing obviously a local presence, which is fantastic, but also as well where you can trade way beyond the borders of whether it be counties or even, I suppose, national borders.
I suppose the World Wide Web opened up a completely different door for people.
It has. And we are actually kind of dealing with a lot of, we are a digital marketing agency traditionally in terms of we kind of build e-commerce websites. And through those, and if going back, whether it be 7, 8, 10 years ago, where businesses which would have built websites out for, were very kind of, I suppose, questioned would they ever kind of, you know, sell their particular products online. Say, for example, furniture stores or you know, kind of arts and crafts, whatever it may be. But that has these are now kind of 10 years later success stories where they're not only kind of supplying, like, you know, locally kind of to a county level, but to a national and way beyond as far as Hong Kong to kind of the US, like Middle East, kind of great success stories. But it is Nova 360 is really designed for actually kind of anybody who really wants to actually kind of see exactly how they are positioned online and how they can benchmark them against their competitor to do or to see, I suppose, the gaps in their or what they're missing or what they're maybe not connected to that they need to be connected to that gives them that edge.
So like when they can look at some other ones and say, yeah, he's doing very well and I'm doing the same business and I'm not doing well, and you look and see, well, what am I doing wrong and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's kind of an advice thing as well as everything else.
It is, because it's something like it's something like kind of actually taking ground. People actually kind of ask and wonder, why am I not kind of doing better online than my competitor? Or and it's having Brown Dublin Mountains. And if you move Brown Thomas up to the Dublin Mountains, you'll actually kind of find out that there's no people coming. There's no traffic there. But if you position your site in front of people, and if you can find out the reasons why they're not there. So, for example, we have a shoe shop. You and I have a shoe shop. And we actually kind of, we call it Jones Shoes. And we can see that it's actually on the third or fourth page of Google. And then we're asking ourselves, well, why are we not getting business? And the reasons are what Nova 360 presents is, the reasons why you're not, or this is not happening for you, is because you're actually on page 10. Now, if we change that, and this is actually kind of where it gets extremely exciting, when you can change that to be positioned at number one, whether it be locally or even nationally, and that's what Nova 360, it gives you that insight to find out exactly where you are positioned online. You make that change, that's where then the traffic increases because there's more people searching online for shoes and they're finding your business and they're finding the right pair of shoes that they want. They're clicking purchase and going through the payment gateway system, and then obviously two days later you receive the shoes. And that whole, I suppose, penny dropping of actually kind of having money going through one's account off the back of being found. And that is it, is just trying to actually kind of provide a solution to one's problem. And in this case, a pair of shoes is powerful. Just as an example, my own mother bought a pair of shoes in Sligo online last week. And she's based in New Ross County, Wexford. And but she went online and she found this shoe shop online in Sligo. The customer service was fantastic, and the name actually kind of came through the site. And within 3 days, like, she received a pair of shoes from Sligo, and which was fantastic. And she'd go back. So it's a great opportunity for across the board. Through retail manufacturing across the board, and every kind of small and medium sized enterprise.
Well, of course, when you type something into a search engine, and the first one or two is the only ones you're going to bother looking at anyway, Larkin. That's the way I am, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fact that when we actually kind of go for that search, you see a number of ads at the very, very top of the search engine results page, and then it's directly underneath those organic searches, and that's the real gold, isn't it? People understand, and I suppose we look at even the percentages of actually what people will actually click on a paid ad as opposed to a organic or an organic listing is 80%. So it's real prime real estate to have your business positioned there. And once actually we know, I suppose, where our position, fortunately, if I know a 360, it tells you the warts and all. It'll actually tell you exactly your positions, how you're doing against Facebook compared to your competitor, why they're posting more and what they're posting, and all of that, like, I suppose, really is. And when businesses, again, see that information of where we're actually at number three and they're actually at page three, that is actually kind of the equivalent of actually kind of, you know, kind of where it be kind of hundreds or thousands or even hundreds of thousands of euros in points of example that we're dealing with. That makes such a difference to business, because there are people out there who are looking for those services, products, services online. It is actually about being found, but not only is found, but also as well how you're doing against your next person. I think if anybody in business, we kind of wake up in the morning, we kind of go online, we go to Facebook, we do a post, we do a story and whatnot. There's an awful lot of time and energy that goes into all of this, okay? And if we actually kind of look at time, which is a precious commodity, and if we can use it more effectively, okay, but to know exactly where and what we should be doing, and if we can have that sort of transparency to see what is going online with our business, not with everybody else's, but with our business, that's where, again, the game can change for businesses.
Okay, Larkin, we'll leave it at that. That's Larkin Kinsella. He's the CEO of the brand Nova Digital. Thanks for coming on the Mid-Morning Miscellany Show, and pleasure to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.